We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A crazy day as far as reports go in the Buffalo Diocese. First, we have Bishop Malone. There's talks that his resignation is imminent, so take that for what it's worth. But first, what's your reaction to that?
Well, it was quite an unbelievable announcement when I saw that tweet from Christopher Lamb. And, you know, just yesterday I was bemoaning the fact that Bishop Malone had been the homilist for the New York State Bishop's Mass at St. Paul Outside the Wall, and then to find out not even 24 hours later that a resignation might be happening, it's really been a lot to take in, and yet it's coming from a reputable source, someone who's on the ground there in Rome, so I don't want to get my hopes up just yet, but this does seem like a credible report.
All right, and then moving over just a couple of hours later, reports surfaced of a credible accusation against Brooklyn Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio, who obviously was a part of the apostolic visitation into the Buffalo Diocese. Now, I've talked to you a couple times regarding this visitation, and from the beginning you said you were you wanted to give it time to proceed and go through, but you were a little bit hesitant about the whole bishops investigating bishops idea. And now that this has come out, what is your thought process, and does this taint what was found in the apostolic visitation, regardless of what was found?
Right. Well, it's absolutely a dreadful confirmation of my worst fear, which is that when bishops are investigating bishops, they may also end up being bishops protecting each other. And I had heard that Bishop DiMarzio was involved in some cover-ups of abuse, and I didn't know the full detail of that, but of course that was a cause for concern. But to be honest, it really took my breath away to learn that he had been accused of being an abuser himself, and to know that not even a month ago I was sitting across from him answering questions and trying to participate in his investigation with good faith, it was really devastating to realize that he has a skeleton in his closet that I honestly never imagined.
You had said before the apostolic visitation that you were concerned about how the lay people of Buffalo would take this. What do you think their reaction is, your reaction, when it's almost like surreal in a sense that this would happen on top of everything that's happened the past 2 years in the Buffalo Diocese?
Yes, it's really unbelievable. I mean, I've been hearing, as you can imagine, from so many people this afternoon, and the general reaction, if I had to give one word to it, would just be shock. And that's coming from people who have been shocked and startled and scandalized for over 18 months now. And it just seems like, when will this end? Because this is devastating for our diocese, especially for the survivors of our diocese. This has just been so much already. And then a day like today happens and people just think, oh my gosh, you know, what next? How could this get any more outrageous?
Yeah, and talk about the state of the Catholic Church. Obviously a huge stain in the Buffalo Diocese, but something like this happening, talk about the state of the Catholic Church, and what are your thoughts on the Church as a whole?
Well, certainly, I mean, the way that this scandal has been handled has caused even greater distress for people. I mean, I talked to many people, survivors and lay people alike, who say the abuse is horrific enough, but the cover-up just brings a whole new level of horror to the situation. And then even when they try to investigate a cover-up, they still have these issues arise where the investigator has his own serious issues, and now we have all the bishops going to Rome for this meeting. Bishop Malone saying a homily one day, and then there's talk of a resignation the next. I mean, it's really very embarrassing, certainly on a local level, but even globally, it just seems like everything's imploding. And, you know, the church used to have a strong moral authority, and I think it's squandered that because of how it's handled this scandal in every way.
What can now be done to heal or repair the relationship between Catholics in Buffalo and the diocese?
Well, it's going to be a lengthy process, certainly. The events of the last almost 2 years now have really scarred people, and I think we have to realize that the healing can happen, but it's going to take more than just Bishop Moran's resignation, although that is a first and primary step. There really needs to be a wholesale change in leadership in this diocese, and really also a not just a change of leadership, but a change of heart, a change of the culture, because if we don't have that change occur, then the same kind of leadership might emerge that allowed Bishop Malone, Bishop Grosch, and others to be in their leadership roles. So I think it's going to be a lengthy process, simply because, you know, it didn't take us a couple of years to get into this mess, and it'll take us more than a few years to get out of it. But I do believe Bishop Malone's resignation is the first pivotal step there.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I'm eagerly awaiting news about the potential resignation, but that I've had my hopes up before and had them dashed. So I'm trying to just be neutral right now, because we just truly don't know what's coming next. After a day like today, you just have to brace yourself, because anything could happen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.